This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. We are still discussing the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rum. In the last episode, we started to speak about the ayah when Allah Jalla wa'ala said, فَاقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The translation of this is, so set, O Muhammad, your face towards the religion, yes, of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Hanif means straight upon what Allah Jalla wa'ala wants, which is the fitrah with which He has created mankind. No change let there be in khalqillah, in the creation of Allah Jalla wa'ala. But most of the people know not. Okay, we spoke about it. We spoke about the fitrah, the meaning of the fitrah. And we said that it is the natural disposition upon which people were created. And this includes two things. That people were created believing in Allah Jalla wa'ala. Or people were created and they have been embedded with belief in Allah Jalla wa'ala, or belief in a Lord above them. That there is a supreme being above them. This is one meaning. The other meaning that does not contradict it, that's why we said that both meanings are included in the meaning of the fitrah. They are not just only believing in a Lord above them, in the Lordship of Allah Jalla wa'ala. They are in fact being built in a way, tuned in a way, created in a way, set in a way that they accept in general decency in life, and they hate anything that is evil and bad. This is people in general. Yeah? Moreover, they accept decency and decent actions, attitude, behavior, and they also accept, or they like to, or they are ready to accept anything that goes in line with their iman, or with their belief that they were created on. And also they are accepted any kind of akhlaq, morals that go in line with their fitrah. Okay? So this means that in reality, my dear brothers and sisters, da'wah to Islam is very easy. Yes? And it should not be, or in reality, it is not a very sophisticated job. Why? Because when you give da'wah to a person, you will either speak to the person about the Lordship of Allah Jalla wa'ala, and the consequences of the Lordship of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Yeah? Or you will speak to this person, to this individual, about what? About decent akhlaq, decent character, decent morals, decent behavior. You will say to people, as you know the story of Heracles when he heard that there is a prophet and there are some Arabs who came from the land of that prophet. So he called them. And among them was who? Abu Sufyan, the leader of Quraysh. He was a kafir at that time. He was a mushrik. So Heracles started to call him, to ask him, what is this man calling for? Is he calling for makarim al-akhlaq, good character and good morals? Yes, high standard of morals He said, yes. Even Abu Sufyan said, I wanted just to spoil the reputation of Muhammad. At that time, he was a kafir. But I could not. Yes, I could not do that. Because otherwise, people will say that, oh, look, he had lied. Yes? لَوْلَا أَن تُؤْثَرَ عَنِّي كَذِبًا. He didn't want to, what, lie. And he didn't want people to, what, to remember that he ever lied. So the point is, even Abu Sufyan acknowledged that what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is calling for is what? Good akhlaq. And what? These good akhlaq, he never said that those good akhlaq, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is calling for something strange from what we know as good akhlaq. No. We acknowledge those as good akhlaq and he is calling for them. Yes? So, both things. When we call people, we call them to what? To submit to the Lord. They know that there is a Lord. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. They have been built. They have been created believing in the lordship of someone above them. Maybe they don't call him Allah. Yes? But they call him, yani, they call him the Lord or the God or whatever, but he is a supreme being. Yes? And also, we call people for decent akhlaq. Not to lie, to respect elderly people, to behave well, to be honest, not to cheat, and so on. Okay? So, all of this is what? Fitrah. This also includes, as we said, that even the outlook of the person, even the outlook of the person, people are created in general to love the fitrah that Allah Jalla wa Ala created them on, which includes that they need to be what? They need to be clean, neat. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to us that, okay, trimming the mustache is part of the fitrah, growing the beard is part of the fitrah, removing the underarm hair is part of the fitrah, removing the puberty hair is part of the fitrah, cutting your nails is part of the fitrah. Also, the Prophet ﷺ in Hadith Muslim said, "Ashrun min al-fitrah." He included what? Yes, he included istinja, cleaning your part, your private part after relieving yourself is part of the fitrah. Yes. Also, cleaning those wrinkles. Yes, whether in your face or is part of the fitrah. Yeah. Which is cleanliness in general. Yes, the general hygiene is part of the fitrah. As-siwak is part of the fitrah, is part of the natural disposition. No one would like that people detect a very bad breath or very bad smell coming from him. So this is also, it is included in the fitrah. Also, part of the fitrah is to cover the private part or the private parts. And not to like to be seen as a naked person. Yeah? We mentioned this. Because Allah Jalla wa Ala put this in Adam alayhi salam. And we know the story when Adam violated the commandments of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala punished him by what? Yes? Removing or uncover his private part. Okay? With his wife. So they wanted immediately to cover their private parts. فَطَفِقَ يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. They want to cover their private parts. Although, yes, at that time, no other human being was there. But it is part of the fitrah, is the person to have his private parts covered. Yeah? So, now, all of these parts of the fitrah. Now, Allah Jalla wa Ala said, "La tabdila li khalqillah." Now, here he said in the beginning of the ayah, he said fitra, and at the end of the ayah said that "La tabdila li khalqillah." There will be no change for the what? The fitra of Allah or the creation of Allah? For the creation of Allah, صح? He said, "Faqim wajhaka lidini hanifan fitrata Allahi allati fatara an-nas alayha." Then he said, لا تبديل لفطرة الله or لخلق الله. لخلق الله, which means that both are what? The same. لا تبديل لخلق الله means the original creation of Allah جل وعلا. And we said this means that the original fitra, no one can change it. No one can change it. So, no one can change, as we said, the iman fitra, the highest level of fitra, which is what? Which is believing in the lordship of Allah جل وعلا. No one can change it. And even those who claim that they do not believe in the existence of Allah جل وعلا, this is what they claim internally. They believe in a lordship. They believe in the lordship. Yeah? Moreover, even if we change the fitra, or human beings try to change the fitra in terms of the akhlaq and decency, making cheating as something acceptable, for example, lying as something acceptable, harming others as something acceptable, this might be acceptable, this might happen, but in a minor scale, in a small scale. Yeah? In terms of space, and in terms of what? In terms of time. Is it clear? So some people might accept to be proud, for example, of cheating, but those people, it will not become a universal value. Yeah? It will not become a universal value. Is it clear? It might be maybe in a particular period of time, and it might become maybe in a particular period of time or in a particular space. It will never become what? A universal value. Okay? Now, see, this is in terms of what? In terms of morals. Even in terms of what? Even in terms of looking. Again, the fitra will not, anti-fitra, or anything against fitra will never become a universal value that is acceptable by people across, yani the across cultures or across, yani different types of people and across time as well. It will never become a universal value. Okay. For example, walking naked. Yeah. Some people might do it, might celebrate, yani, I don't know what they call it, this, you know, the International Day for, I don't know what they call it, where they gather together fully naked and they, okay, طيب. Yeah, they might be proud of this, but other people will what? Reject this even if they are not Muslims. It will never become what? A universal value, okay? And no one would imagine that maybe in the United Nations summit, you will see all the presidents coming fully naked. And if it becomes a universal value, then we will see, مثلاً, Obama going naked, David Cameron going naked, Mary Theresa May going naked and being proud of this. Why don't they do this? Because it will never become what a universal value accepted across the board. Yeah? Okay. So let us not just they should not claim that, well, this became a universal value that we have to accept it. Okay? And so on. Now, having said that, we have to be careful, brothers. This is yani an intellectual point that, unfortunately, because Islam is not yani, as a way of life, has not been adopted these years by one of the superpowers. Yes? So now the Islamic values are not endorsed by one of the superpowers. The superpowers have endorsed anti-Islamic values. Okay? Or either anti-Islamic values or non-Islamic values. Okay, not necessarily anti-Islamic values, but non-Islamic values as well. Now, because they are the dominant yani, people, powers, sometimes we as Muslims have started to accept their values as the universal values, and they want to give us impression that those values are what? The universal values. Everything should be judged according to those values. Is it clear? Yeah? Take, for example, the issue of equality between two genders. They are setting it as a universal value. Recently, have you heard of the CEDAW? This the treaty that was the treaty between the treaty that was imposed by United Nations over all countries that includes treating that includes equality between both genders. And recently they were trying to push, yes, the second version of it or something like this. And alhamdulillah, yani the Nigerian delegates, they managed to stop that along with some yani delegates from other countries. And they want to what? They don't want to consider these as just values, but they want to make them as laws. Yes? Especially the equality between two genders, right? And what it leads to. So this means that it will be illegal to what? To distribute the wealth according to Sharia, whereby in some situations you need to give the daughter half of the what is given to the son. Yeah? It will become illegal. It will become illegal as well to make divorce as the right of what? Of the husband. It should be what? The right of the husband as well as the right of the wife. I'm talking about the Islamic one. Okay? And it will be also illegal to give the right to get married. The husband marries the wife. Yeah, but the wife can marry whoever she wants. Not only that, but a man marries a man and a woman marries a woman. Yeah. So anyway, this is just one of the values that have been imposed on the whole world. And we started to accept, yes, many Muslims started to accept some of those values as what? As the universal values. Right? We have to be careful. And we always say that we need to differentiate between what is legal and what is what? Ethical. Yeah? Is it clear? Sometimes the law says this. Yeah, the law says, just take it in a very simple form. Yeah? The law says that you can park your car anywhere you want, even you can block your neighbor's exit. Maybe this is illegal, but is it ethical? No. And it is very dangerous, and I think many Western countries are falling into this big mistake, which is equating between what is legal and what is what? Ethical. Yeah? And the way they are doing it, anything that is legal must be ethical. It should be the other way around. Anything that is ethical, it should be what? Legal. Anything that is not ethical, it should be illegal. Okay? Not the other way around. Otherwise, what? Ethics will follow what? Law. And law is controlled by the lawmaker, not by the essential values of human beings. Do we understand this point? Right? And this is very, very dangerous. Even, see, it has, yani part of its danger, it will damage the ethical side of people. Why? Because people will have no personal values. Why? As far as this, what I am doing is legal, I don't care. Yeah? So, if it is legal to raise your noise next to your husband or in the street up to 12 o'clock, even there is a sick person next to you or whatever the case is, or even if it is during the time of exams, it is legal. I don't care about others. Are we following? Yeah? Even in terms of law, I remember a case, a police officer, in fact, told me this, that, in fact, I was walking and I was asking about something, then and I had a chat with two police officers. I think they were community police officers. And they said to me that they had to arrest a lady who's 70-something, around 80, one time. Why? For theft. What kind of theft? It is really crazy if the community, if the society will go to this level, and I think many Western societies are moving towards that. She said basically a group of young boys, they were playing football next to her, room. Yeah? And that was in Beckton. And they disturbed her. And she said, please, please, okay, keep quiet, keep quiet. And the boys, they did not care about her. So she went outside and she told them, please, keep quiet. They didn't listen. So what did she do? She was waiting. She took the ball. And then when she took the ball, one of the children went to his mother and he said that lady took the ball. He said, which lady? It seems that there was some problems between them. She called the police that the lady stole the ball of my son. The police came and one of the officers was among the, because he's a community liaising officer, something like this. He said, so we knocked on the door and we said to her, have you taken the ball of this boy? She said, yes. They said, that is not your property. She said, yeah, but they were disturbing me. They said they didn't do anything illegal and it is not up to you. It is not for you, to stop them or to tell them what to do, let alone taking their property. And then she said, well, this is ridiculous now. An argument started and they said to her that, listen, you are an old lady. This is the lady told me this. She said, we told her that if you don't give them the ball, we are just, I'm the police community officer trying to liaise with you to solve the problem. Amicably, it's not worth it that we prosecute you, because of what? Because of the ball. Do we imagine, can we imagine the gravity of this problem? It is a huge problem when we what? When we make the universal, when we make the law as what? As the binding, the binding ethics, And we do not, we move from the legality to the ethical side, rather than making anything that is ethical a law and anything that is not ethical a law. And anyway, it is clear, inshallah. So Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying, no, the universal values are what? It is the fitra upon people, upon which people were created. I created them on this fitra, and no one will change this fitra. So this is la tabdila li khalqillah. Another meaning of it, la tabdila li khalqillah, as if Allah Jalla wa'ala said, don't change it. Don't change the fitra. So la here, nahi, but it means, sorry, la, it is nafi, negation, but it includes, or it means what? Tayyib? It includes prohibition. Or sorry, it is nafi, but it means nahi. It is negation, but it means what? Prohibition. Means don't change the khalq of Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But many people know not that the creation of Allah Jalla wa'ala, that Allah Jalla wa'ala created people upon the fitrah. So, ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون refers to that statement. Okay. So this is the meaning of the ayah, and this is the meaning of the fitra. The discussion about the fitra is quite important, but I gave you the summary of it and the impact of it on our understanding of the so-called universal values. Yeah? Okay. طيب. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala said, مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. What does مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ? It means, turning to him. Turning to him. مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ. You turn to him frequently. Yes, or turning to him. And have taqwa of him. وَاتَّقُوهُ. And not only that, and establish the salah, and never, never, never be among the mushrikeen. Okay? This is the general meaning of this ayah. طيب, munibina, as the scholar said, is hal. Means, do this, do this, do this, while you are what? Turning to him. And anaba, the word anaba, okay, is the person, anaba means a person goes to someone or appoints someone on his behalf. The first meaning of it, anaba, means he went back, which means that here, munibina ilayhi, means going and turning back, turning to Allah Jalla wa'ala all of the time, which means that if something happened and you went away from Allah Jalla wa'ala, make sure that you go back to him, munibina ilayhi, and as it is a hal, as if it is a status, means make this as your habit, as your status, that you go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala all the time. Okay, وَاتَّقُوهُ. Now, when you go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala, you will repent. Again, have taqwa of Allah Jalla wa'ala. As we always say that the taqwa of Allah Jalla wa'ala is always inserted, because it is the beginning of the matter, the end of the matter, it encompasses everything. وَاتَّقُوهُ. And وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish the salah. We know that taqwa includes iqamatu salah. But when, as we always say, when Allah Jalla wa'ala adds them, mentions them, yes, together with the separation of wa, means do this and this and this and this, it means Allah Jalla wa'ala wants you to put attention to this. Yes? And don't say this is enough. He said, put attention to this and the essence of it in particular, which might be different, although linked to the second action. So, going back to Allah Jalla wa'ala includes taqwa, but Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to focus on what? To go back to Allah Jalla wa'ala in repentance all of the time. And Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to focus after that on taqwa in specific. And then Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to focus more on what? On establishing the salah. Then all of this, the one who does all of this, all of these actions, is definitely not mushrik. Again, yeah, is away from mushrik. Again, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, don't be among those who associate partners with Allah Jalla wa'ala. So the confirmation after confirmation after confirmation from all angles, as if Allah Jalla wa'ala say, make sure that you are the one whom Allah Jalla wa'ala wants from all angles. Is it clear? Yeah? From going back to Allah Jalla wa'ala, to have taqwa, to establish the salah, to also not to associate anyone with Allah Jalla wa'ala. Okay? Don't be among the mushrikeen. Who are the mushrikeen? Don't be among the mushrikeen. Who are the mushrikeen? مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Okay? Who are the mushrikeen? The mushrikeen here has two meanings. This is the first meaning, that they are really mushrikeen. طيب. And this is the apparent meaning, and that the meaning that has been endorsed by most of the mufassirin. The other meaning, I'll mention it now. If I don't mention it, please remind me, yeah, to mention it. من المشركين. Who are the مشركين? The مشركين, look, the essence or the main quality of the مشركين is what? They have فرقوا دينهم. What did they do? Those who split up their religion or their deen, maybe better. Yes, they split up their religion and became sects. من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا. Okay. Now, it means that, طيب, this means that the مشركين, although they might be, they are included in this word الشرك, but in reality, there are different types of shirk. They are different sects. Yes. It also means that when you go out of monotheism, you will become what? Into what? Sects. And it is only monotheism that is what? That makes people as one nation, as one sect. Is it clear? Anything outside of that makes people what? Disunited, because they will be what? Splitting their religion, and they will be following different idols. Yeah? Now, see, people say that Muslims are different sects. Yeah? Please listen to this point. We are always attacked that we are what? Different sects. Yeah? Okay. Now, we always say that we as Muslims of two types. Sects that are considered to be Muslim sects. If they are classified as a Muslim or Muslims, then in reality, they are one sect. They build one sect. What is that sect? Islam. Yeah? They have variations? Yes. Tell me who on earth, yes, who doesn't differ even from his own brother? Agree? In your own house, your children, someone likes this, someone likes that. So, as Allah Jalla wa'ala said, وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَنْوَانُهَا. Yes? وَغَرَابِيبُ سُود. And then after that, Allah Jalla wa'ala said, and from people are like this, that they are different. Like the mountains, the creation. Okay? This mountain cannot be like exactly a copy of this mountain. Yes? And this creation is not exactly like this creation. Human beings are not exactly the same. But if all of them believe in the main concepts of Islam, they are Muslims and they are one sect, this is how we should look at ourselves, dear brothers. Okay, and we should not accept the notion that we are different sects as far as what? We are Muslims. That's why the Quran never ever spoke about sects in it, about Islamic sects. The Quran spoke about what? Two types of people. Who are they? هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم. إن الذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا سوف نصليهم نارا كلما نضجت جلود بدلناهم جلودا غيرها. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala said, والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. كفار and believers. All of the Quran is like this. Maybe very few ayat spoke about different levels of iman in terms of what? The Akhirah. Are we following this? This is a very important point, discussion. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظالم لنفسي ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات. ظالم نفسي means a Muslim but he is committing sins. And مقتصد average. And سابق بالخيرات he is forward. Okay? Or he comes forth. طيب. So, yes, this is in terms of Akhirah. طيب. In terms of Akhirah. Also in terms of Akhirah, Allah Jalla wa Ala said, والسابقون السابقون, those who, what? Preceded everyone. Those who come forth. Yes? And Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ. This is in terms of Akhirah. But in terms of dunya, هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا. All Muslims are what? One sect. طيب. Allah Jalla wa Ala said, وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sorry, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَهُمْ what? يَدٌ عَلَى مَنْ سِوَاهُمْ. This is, if they believe in Allah, the oneness of Allah, if they believe in the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeah, if they believe in the Akhirah, if they pray our prayer, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ صَلَّى صَلَاتَنَا وَاسْتَقْبَلَ قِبْلَتَنَا وَأَكَلَ ذَبِيحَتَنَا فَهُوَ الْمُسْلِمُ لَهُ مَا لَنَا وَعَلَيْهِ مَا عَلَيْنَا. طيب. Okay. So this is, yani, we are one ummah. Yes, one ummah. Now some people say sects within Islam, the word sect, let us not get into the discussion of this. Okay. Because the word sect, from an English perspective, has its own what? Connotation. It is not talking about, yani, groups or firaq within Islam. It talks about sects like what? Like Catholicism and Protestant and so on. With Muslims, it is not like this. We are one ummah as far as we believe in the main concepts of Islam. طيب. Is it clear, your brothers? Okay. Ash'aris, Sufis, etc. At the end of the day, they are what? Muslims. Salafis, Khalafis. Okay. They are all what? Muslims. Yeah? Wahhabis as well? Wahhabis are Muslim?
See the dictionary, please.
Yeah, check the dictionary. Tayyib? Yeah? They are what? All Muslims. I was in India, when I was in India 4 or 5 months ago. So we were in the hotel, I wanted to pray Fajr in the masjid, yani. Okay. So alhamdulillah, we found the masjid, and then we prayed in that masjid. So we prayed, alhamdulillah, after that they start chanting, Allahumma salli wa sallim. And then they moved a little bit towards the right, and there was a picture of the dome, yeah, in Medina. So they faced it and they stood up and they made some dua, etc. Yeah. So anyway, after Salah, I saw a young boy. I said, maybe he speaks, yani, English, a young man. So I said, Salamu alaikum, salam, mashallah, how are you? Is there any masjid, other masjid here? He said, yeah, there is another masjid here. So he said, there is Ahlul Hadith Masjid. Oh, I said, okay, mashallah. He said, then there is Wahhabi Masjid. I said, okay, interesting. He said, there is another Sunnat Masjid. Yeah? I said, mashallah. So I said, you know these Wahhabis? Yeah? Can I pray there? Are they Muslims? He said, well, no. Yeah, well, they are Muslims. I said, okay, good. So can I pray there? He said, oh, I don't know, to be honest about it. You need to ask Mawlana. So I said, so why are they Wahhabis? Yani, why are they called Wahhabis? He said, I don't know much, but they don't do this. Yeah. I said, that's all? He said, well, this is what they don't say, Sayyiduna Rasulullah. I said, that's all? He said, yeah, he's not a big deal. He said, I don't know, ask Mawlana, but I don't think it is a big deal. Yeah. I said, alhamdulillah. Okay, so in Islam, we should look at ourselves like this. Now, there might be some people who attribute themselves to Islam, but they disagree with what? With some main principles of Islam. They don't believe that the Prophet ﷺ is the final prophet. Yeah? This is a major issue that takes people out of Islam. Right? They don't believe that the Sahaba are honored people. Right? Trustworthy people in general. This is a very fundamental principle. Why? Because if they don't feel that the Sahaba, as Imam Malik said, that who passed the religion to us? Who passed the Quran to us? The Quran. How did the Quran come to us? If there was no Sahaba, there will be, يعني استغفر الله العظيم, there will be no Quran. صح? The Prophet ﷺ was reciting Quran. Who took the Quran from the Prophet? The Prophet did not write the Quran. صح? Yeah, the Prophet did not write the Quran. So the Prophet was teaching who? The Sahaba. The Quran. Who passed the Quran? If the Sahaba were kuffar, were evil people, astaghfirullah al-azim, then we don't trust the Quran. Agree? So this is not yani a minor thing to say, well, the Sahaba, they are evil people. It is a very fundamental issue. Yeah? Okay? This is an example. طيب. And if there are some people who raise certain leaders or imams or above the status of the Prophet ﷺ, or they give them status similar to the status of the Prophet ﷺ, then this is a major issue as well. Yeah, it takes them to the out of the fold of Islam, because the Prophet ﷺ, he's the Prophet of Allah. Yes, he's a human being like us from this perspective, but to give him a status, to give someone a status like his status, it means that he is what? He receives a revelation. And this goes against the fundamentals of Islam. Okay? So now those people, even if they call themselves as Muslims, in reality, they are not Muslims. So it is not about names. Which means that, again, we ended up with what? With Islam and what? Kufr. هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن طيب okay so this is one thing now the other thing brothers Allah جل وعلا says ولا تكونوا من المشركين من الذين فرقوا دينهم anyone who is not Muslim he is كافر slash yeah مشرك طيب This is from a linguistic perspective, and this is from yani a Quranic perspective. In Arabic, maybe I have mentioned this before, طيب, Arabic language does not know the word غير Muslim. I searched it myself, and I found it mentioned in maybe very, very few books and very, very few times. The word that is used in Arabic literature for the non-Muslim is what? Kafir. Yeah? Or mushrik. And this is the ayah also is clear about it. So Allah Jalla wa'ala says that all the non-Muslims who are yani mushriks or all the non-Muslims who are mushriks, in fact, yes, they have more sects. In fact, they are the people who have different sects. Because if we look at all non-Muslims, we see طيب, Christians, Jews, we have atheists, and even Christians. There are many types of Christianity. Yeah? Judaism, there are many types of Judaism. We have Sikh, we have Hindus, we have. Yani, maybe I told you, this Aribul Islam, he was a priest. He said there are more than 1,000 Bibles. This is in Christianity. So in reality, brothers, anything other than Islam is the only deen of what? Unity, ideally. And anything that other than Islam will make people into sects. طيب? And this is normal. How to unify people? By what? Unifying their religion. Yeah? How to unifying people? You're unifying their religion. Now, secularism is trying to what? To sideline and marginalize religion in the life of people. Sah? That it is not important. Now, secularism is a new concept that was born, maybe if we say, yani in its final form, was born maybe 100 years ago, or even if we say it was born after the collapse of what is it, Heraclism in Russia, طيب, yeah, maybe we can say that has been 200-300 years ago. If we say anyway, so but its final form has been there for maybe. In fact, to be honest with you, as one yani brother said, secularism in its yani final form, we can say that it started only after the Second World War. طيب, because the الدولة الحديثة, as they say, the new state, the concept of a state, the recent concept of a state, was crystallized after the Second World War, okay? Which means that, the Dawla al-Haditha, the state, yeah? Was born after that. And that state, in its final form, is a secular one, okay? That's why they say it is in the newest, modernist form, which means that it was born maybe in the last 70 years maximum. We can't say that this form is the best form for humanity, and we can't say that it will last forever because it has not yet been what experienced enough. It has not yet been tested enough. To be honest with you, I don't think that even the deep state behind the whole world, they trust secularism. Why? Because, as we always say, why each secular country is building what? They spend, maybe the highest budget is the budget of what? Of defense. And all countries build weapons. Agree? And they are competing in building what? Weapons of mass destruction. Yeah? Which means that what? They don't trust that they can continue without being what? Attacked. Agree? Attacked by who? Attacked by the Muslim world? No, not attacked by the Muslim world, because the Muslim world is so weak, cannot attack, yeah, cannot defend itself, let alone to attack. Attacked by who? By themselves. By themselves. Okay? طيب, okay. They say Russia and America, two different ideologies and compasses. Okay? This one is building its, Tarasana is, yani, weapons, and this one is building their weapons. What about countries like Switzerland, yeah, Austria, Denmark, Norway? They can say, listen, guys, we have nothing to do with both of you. When you fight, just fight among yourselves. Okay? You are an ideology and you are another ideology. Why are they building, their armies, and they are trying to equip themselves with weapons of mass destruction? Because they know that one time an international global fight will provoke. Okay? Although, yes, they claim that they are secular because they know that there is something else other than being secular, or there is a real motivation that motivates people to what? To maybe to fight. Okay? Which is obviously being followers of different ideologies and different religions. Okay, so it is a new experience. We can't say that this experience will last. That's why Allah Jalla Ala said, don't be, we can continue talking about this, don't be like the mushrikeen, because the mushrikeen, they follow different sects, different religions, and they will continue fighting among themselves. Is it clear, yeah, brothers? And this is very important, because many young brothers, they think that it is only Muslims who fight among themselves. Agree? Maybe that is happening now, because Muslims are not really Muslims. Tayyib, had they been Muslims, yes, they might fight, because this is, we are living in dunya, but not major fights. Yeah? Minor fights, it can happen. Yeah? Because this is dunya, it's not the akhirah. But major fights, if they were really Muslims, they would not have that. Okay? طيب. جزاكم الله خيرا. We can, inshallah, continue.